It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Well, I always look forward to my conversations with Belton Johnson. And on this particular segment of It's Eaton Time with our grill master, Belton, we are particularly lucky because, Belton, you are still down home in Mississippi, and here you are on the line with us up here in Saskatchewan. How is the weather down there in Mississippi, and perhaps more importantly, how's the food been?
We'll start with the weather, though, Tamara, and it's been probably 95 degrees or more every day with 100% humidity. So,
wow.
You know, I like it, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, I don't know. I just like that little heat, and, you know, you get the breeze and you kind of cool down just a little bit, right?
Yes. So, I got to say, my hair would not like that 100% humidity, Belton.
Yes. And as far as the food goes, oh, my God, that's all I can say is, you know, my mom, she's been cooking up, you know, some of my favorite meals like fried catfish, fried chicken. You know, I feel like everything has been fried or something. And even my wife's like, we got to have a salad or something. So that's my mom. Just do a little salad.
The salad undoes some of that fried chicken, right? That's the way it works?
It does. It kind of sets it a little bit. And but, no, the food down here is amazing. You know, we were down in Jackson, Mississippi the other day taking the kids to one of the museums. And it's this restaurant called Mama Hamill's. Mm-hmm. And it's an all-you-can-eat southern food buffet. And, you know, I walk in and I'm just, to me, I was in heaven at that point, right?
Mm.
And, but, you know, didn't want to overload the plate too much and everything. And I'm going to tell you, when I get back to Canada, it's time for a diet, though.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling you off air that I have my in-laws visiting from Brazil right now, and I can say the same. For when they're gone, they have been cooking up so many delicious Brazilian dishes that it's okay, we're going to have to do a lot of salads over the next month, I think, before school goes back. Okay, but like we said, Belton Johnson, it's eating time. What are you telling us about today?
So today we have smoked beef ribs.
Mm.
So, Tamara, the first thing we want to do with the beef ribs is, you know, trimming and seasoning, right? You know, get rid of any of the extra fat, you know. But with the beef ribs, you can leave that membrane on. You know, with pork ribs, we tend to pull the membrane off the back there on the bone side there.
Mm-hmm.
So with the beef ribs, we can leave it on and everything. And for seasoning, you know, you can use your favorite homemade rub or over-the-counter seasoning that you like. And Tamara, the thing that I like to do is I like to slather on a bit of mustard or hot sauce, right? And that's just so that the seasoning can stick to the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there with me?
I'm with you and hungry. Continue, Belton.
All right. So we got the beef ribs. We got them all seasoned up and everything. So I usually smoke my beef ribs on the smoker, you know, at 250 to 300 degrees. Fahrenheit there, depending on how hungry and how fast I want them off the smoker. But beef ribs, they can take the higher heat and everything, right? You know, pork ribs or something, usually cooking at, 225?
Mm-hmm.
Again, the beef ribs can take that higher heat to 50 to 300 degrees.
Okay.
And so I'll cook them until they hit an internal temperature of about 205 to 210 degrees there.
Okay.
Once they hit that temperature, I take them off and I wrap them in either butcher paper or foil paper, and I just place them in the cooler, you know, for resting and everything for about 30 minutes to an hour. And after that, Tamara, guess what?
What happens then, Belton?
Oh, it's eating time, dear.
That sounds so good, Belton. Thank you. Just to give me another idea for the weekend of entertaining our company. We're going to be hitting the road with some things in our cooler. So I don't know if there's a slow cooker where we're going, but could I do this thing on a regular barbecue or a smoker? Not a smoker, but do it on regular
just
barbecue.
Just on a barbecue grill, you can. So, you know, especially down south here, you know, we use a lot of charcoal and everything, right? So,
mm-hmm.
if you pile the charcoal up, you know, to one side of the grill, that's what we call the what? Indirect heating and everything, right? So you get that fired up, place the ribs on the side where there's less charcoal, I'll say, right?
Yep.
And you just cook them from there. And I'm a big fan of meat thermometers. I do believe in them wholeheartedly.
Yeah, me too.
Because once you check that temperature and you hit those temperatures, you know, that 205, 210 degrees when they should be ready, take them off, wrap them up, and about 30 minutes to an hour, it's eating time.
It's eating time. I love that, Belton. I got to ask you, Belton, because you're down home in Mississippi. When you come back up to Canada, are there certain things that you buy down there, like staple ingredients that are harder to find here? Yeah, there are, right? What are you going to be bringing home?
I'm going to tell you, one of my buddies that I went to college with, he's a chef and everything, so he makes his own seasonings, you know, where it's been commercialized. So I actually saw him, and he gave me, what, 3-4 bottles of seasoning, so I'll definitely be bringing that up.
Nice.
There's different type of barbecue sauces and things that we don't have there in Saskatchewan that I normally bring up. And I'm gonna tell you already, my wife, she shops. I think we've been shopping every day since I've been here, and so I'm worried about maybe I won't be coming back because no room in the truck.
You might need to like rent a trailer or something to drag behind you, right?
I absolutely am.
Maybe one of those ones you can just strap to the roof of your car or something.
Oh, I'm going to need something to bring all of what she's bringing back.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to tell you.
I love it. Well, enjoy the time with your family, Belton. We really appreciate you taking time with us for It's Eatin' Time. Have a great time down there.
Hey, have a good one, Tamara.
Thank you. All right. From the eating time, first of all, I'll just say that if you would like to see Mr. Johnson's smoking beef ribs recipe, you can find it. If it's not up there already, it will be up on our Facebook page, The Evan Bray Show Facebook page soon. And from eating time, we're going to sports time with Jamie and I on the other side of this break. You are listening to Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.